Tommy. What's your second name again?
Ailis.
I knew it was
a... earlier.
We did.
You should remember.
What were we talking about before?
Before we talk about, you know, SUP, the company, you know, Vodafone acquired last year and how that fits the whole story here.
Thanks. There's been a lot of conversation since then. But now you've been pointed out to me. I said, how do I find out who to talk about navigation? What kind of mapping is going to be involved here? And somebody said, talk to that guy over there, the one with the large glass of champagne. It was water, actually. So tell me, Wayfinder.
Yeah. So Wayfinder was a company that we, Vodafone, acquired this year in February in order to ensure that we have all the platform to deliver all the location services to our users and to the developer community as well. And that's what we're working on currently.
Then there might be a lot of people out there going, oh, I've been doing API mashups and all kinds of really cool things with Google Maps. Have I now got to try and integrate stuff into Wayfinder? Can I? Is there any flexibility for the average coder on the street?
There will be, eventually. Right now, there's not anything out there right now that we can do, but eventually, yeah, that's what we want to do. And want to do it on our platform with all the advantages that we've been talking about all day with you know, if you want to bill for it. You know, if you're on Google Maps, you want to bill for it. How do you do that? You have to put advertisement in there because there's no kind of billing model in there. Mm. We can, you know, support that billing model on top of this, you know, location-based services. So that's why we believe that we need to have our product, to do that. And then moreover, what we have with this one, and that's extremely important, is the navigation part, the turn-by-turn navigation. That's a big thing out there on mobile devices. Google cannot offer that. We can offer that.
So I guess that's a reason why Wayfinder would be better than Google for that reason. But will Wayfinder be cheaper than TomTom, for example?
You know, that's a tough one to, you know, tough one to answer. I don't think this is exactly about price. I think this is very much about, you know, how easy it is to use and how easy it is to, you know, to get the entire...
You never leave your phone in the car, do you? Less chance of it getting robbed.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
that's a very good selling point. You probably should give me a kickback on that.
Yeah, I'll do that. No, but think about it. There's a lot of, you know, kind of casual experience. You go a weekend to Amsterdam. You're not carrying your phone. You know, you're carrying with your phone with you, yeah. But you're not carrying your TomTom boring device. Take it down from the window, put it in the suitcase, and travel with it. Right? You don't do that, and you always have your mobile with you. So I think we do believe strongly that mobile is a big area. We also see that from our customers. That's what they want. They want navigation on the mobile phone.
Yeah, totally. We all want navigation. We all want to be able to just ping whenever, wherever. So, say, for example, I am on Twitter and I want to show someone exactly where I'm standing right now. Will it natively, automatically go to Wayfinder, or will I have a choice of map systems?
Do you mean from Twitter into?
Yeah, what were the native integrations? So, let me take the iPhone, for example. I'm here right now. I take a photograph. I want to geotag it. Nearly all of the apps just plug straight into Google. This is really important for social media people to be able to say, I am here right now. Yeah. I think
we have our platform. So right now on the device that we launched today, you see we have a concept called location notch. And I'll actually show it to you.
Try and explain it in audio.
Yeah, exactly. So if I go to, you know, I can take Dirk Witzbitzki here. And then I have
That's a guy called Dirk, not Dick.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you have all the, you know, the classical
communication. So you've clicked on his face and it's brought up icons around the outside.
Yeah,
you can phone him, you can email him, you can at him.
And I can chat with him. And then I have this one, you know, see a small compass there. Click
a little compass. Will that tell you where he is?
No, it will tell him.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I've just created another app.
Yeah,
I need another kickback.
You know, it's always the, you know, he decides.
Down to his privacy.
So you know, now he didn't see it, but it just popped up and say, you know, location not published. So Dirk will now get a message on his phone saying, I'm here. I can click on that and go straight into
the map. Oh, cool. So you're asking him, where are you, man? Without having to...
No, I'm actually telling him, I'm here.
And
here. And then
excellent.
We can actually navigate between the two points afterwards.
Nice.
That's, you know, what's integrated on this.
Hey, that's pretty cool. And that only took, what, two clicks? Pretty much?
Yeah.
So okay, that's interesting.
Click this one.
Yep. You clicked on his face.
I'll
click on the compass. Now he's going to go, stop nudging me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so, and that seemed to locate satellites quite quickly.
It does, yeah. So actually, when you go into maps,
you've
here,
got a massive, you got your three main buttons at the bottom that are taking you to most of the applications as they crop
up. Yeah,
so
I have the right hand button here. Now I go in here, and then I'm looking to locate myself
at the Wayfinder map, which is to a certain extent just looks like a map.
Yeah.
Do you do a layering system? Like
yeah,
other
we do a layering system. I actually disable all the layers.
My friend uses Wayfinder. He's interested in walking, and he's very keen. Oh, there's a lot of interesting settings on the back, so yeah. You can show your contacts. You can show
back to meters there.
Places in the area of interest. Yeah. So all kinds of stuff that you would normally do with Google.
Yeah, you could say, but I, you know, what I believe we have here is the, you know, you cannot on Google you cannot do the, you know, navigate me from here to there, and you don't have the same content integrated right at overlays in the map. Others can do that as mashup experience where we just deliver with the phone.
Okay, I see what you mean. Yeah. Okay, so it's down to the app creators, isn't it, really, as well? What if 50,000 app creators out there all trying to get the 1 million euros come up with location-based devices?
They'd be very happy.
But they're also free to use any mapping system they want, aren't they? I can see you thinking really hard. I can almost hear the cogs.
Yeah, you know, good question. Of course they can do it. But
So Wayfinder, do they release their API?
There's APIs within the phone, so you can actually, you know, get to show
the coders can be. So the coders will have access to the APIs of the mapping software, because otherwise you've got a big block to a lot of these social media types who really, wow, they're loving this at the moment. There's all kinds of really interesting location-based applications out there.
Yeah. No, and we also, you know, that's also why we started. That's why we acquired Wayfinder. That's why we're building this into these devices. Is that we see location based as being really, you know, really the forefront of the of the development. You know, killer app is such a cheeky expression, but you know, I would actually take it in my mouth for all the location services. Look at people, how often they actually.
I found my way here tube station with location.
On the iPhone, for instance, right? It's one click, and you have a map. So you can see where you are, right?
Yep.
And you know, it just gives you so much information. If we manage to give the right layers in there, you know, with the people, because location is not about a street and a number, it's about the context it's in, right?
And
that's about very much about the people around you, but also, you know, kind of what's happening right now, all of that. And that's what we will, you know, over time bring together in our maps.
Augmented reality possibilities?
Sure, it's interesting. It's kind of a view, right? You know, instead of, you know, you use the compass, you use an accelerator, you use the camera, you know.
Is there a compass in the phone then? Because somebody couldn't answer that for me earlier on.
In this one, no.
Not in this one, no. But in future models, almost certainly, I imagine, because it's just a matter of the hardware catching up. I spoke to someone around the interface today, and she said, you know what, you wait, in 2 weeks' time, the interface is going to be even better. I says, how do you know that? She goes, I can't tell you, but at the moment, we're still developing, it's still growing, and it's getting stronger. So,
and that's the same with the location area, right?
So when the device comes out, it might look quite different to this in one way. Smoother, faster, maybe better on the battery? No comment.
It is good, smooth, and, a pretty good battery.
Yeah, got to be better than the iPhone.
Yeah, definitely. Everything is better than the iPhone.
Which reminds me, I've got to go and plug it back in and charge this up, so...
Even my TomTom device in the car is better than the iPhone, right?
But you wouldn't carry it around in your pocket.
No, not the iPhone. It's too big.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks.